Okay, that's much better. Much better. Thank you.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Sometimes 6 inches makes a difference. I love that Wi-Fi. Good morning, and I thank the National Federation of the Blind of Delaware and your president, Kat Bottner, for inviting me to speak with you. I'm president of the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC, a proud division of the National Federation of the Blind. And in that role, I am so eager to share with you all that the NOPBC, with support from the Federation of the has to offer, and how the Delaware affiliate can build the Federation through bringing blind students, their families, and their educators into our Federation family. First, please allow me to introduce myself. My name is Carlton Ann Cook Walker, and I am the mother of a blind 19-year-old, Anna Catherine. Just as a note, we know that in case we have some folks online, when I say blind, when we say blind, we mean the big tent blind, not somebody's definition of blind. And just so you know, my blind child who identifies as blind does have some functional residual vision. We're a big tent group, as you know. In addition to serving as president of the NOPBC, I am certified as a teacher of students with blindness, low vision. And I'm an attorney with my own solo law practice and an advocacy firm, Blindness Education and Advocacy Resources, BEAR. As you might guess, that name came from the fact that I'm a mama bear. Of all my roles, parent is most important, and it will always be so. However, after faith and family, the most important facet of my life is the Federation, the National Federation of the Blind. For without the NFB and its parents' division, the NOPBC, I would not have had the information I needed to be an effective parent for Anna Catherine in early childhood, through the school years, and now as a young adult. Indeed, I shudder to think of where my child and our family would be now without the education from and support of my fellow Federationists, those who I met through the Parents Division, and of course, blind adults from throughout the country. My Federation family has taught me how to provide my blind child the tools and skills needed to become the successful adult Anna Catherine has the right to be. My 15 years in both the NOPBC and the NFB have been transformative for me, my blind child, and our family. While we still struggle with accessibility issues and with societal misconceptions and low expectations, we now know what is possible. We know that blindness itself need not pose an obstacle to an achievement in school, in employment, or in life. And knowing is half the battle. The other half is the camaraderie and support our Federation family provides one another. Please know that a parent's division can be a powerful tool for any affiliate in building the Federation, both now and in the future. The earlier families and educators hear from us that blindness is not the characteristic that needs to define any blind individual or that person's future, the earlier that blind child will receive the environment, tools, and services needed for success. The earlier we bring these folks into the Federation, the earlier we can raise the expectations of blind people because we know that low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. The earlier we make blind children, their families, and their educators part of our Federation family, the sooner that blind child will hear and believe this truth. You can live the life you want. Blindness is not what holds you back. We in the NOPBC stand ready, able, and eager to help you build the Federation in Delaware. As an initial matter, Please note that involvement and membership in the NOPPC is open to everyone. Again, we're a big tent kind of people. We welcome blind students and their families, but we also welcome their educators and neighbors. And we most certainly welcome blind adults and blind students. You are the real experts in blindness, and our children, families, and educators can learn so very much from you. Just as membership in the NOPBC is open to all, so is leadership. We have many blind adults with sighted children and blind adults without children at all serve as leaders at all levels in state parents of blind children groups. In other words, even if the parents of blind children haven't yet come, you can build the organization and invite them in. How? Well, with the NOPBC, we offer connections. We can help you build your state parent division. We can connect you with neighboring states that may be a bit stronger, but also we have a fair amount of information gleaned from the years. And just a little hint here, there are three top topics that always bring parents in. And the great thing is you already have people who are experts in these topics, and you already have NOPBC and NFB members in Delaware and outside of Delaware ready to help you put on a presentation, a seminar, a coffee talk, a brown bag lunch to bring some of those parents and educators in and let them get to know us. The three top topics that tend to bring parents in are IEPs, individualized education plans, the blueprints of special education, information advocacy, etc. Number two, technology. And it's even, yes, it's more and less so this year. People are definitely overwhelmed by technology, but they probably have some inkling there's probably a better way to do this, and I just don't know how. One little nugget, embossers at home. I've been advocating for those for a while, but schools say, oh, no, we can do it ourselves. But when children are learning via distance, even if it's a hybrid, in school some, out of school some, they really do need that hard copy Braille. And frankly, our kids need to be able to read their hard copy Braille all the time. So while I believe schools should have been doing this for a long time already, the American Printing House for the Blind, a place that school districts get money, or school state departments of education get money that they can spend only at APH. APH now offers embossers. Yay! So it may be an easier sell for some states or some school districts. And the third top topic, sports recreation. Especially in this time, we might not be able to do goalball or beat baseball quite as safely, but we can certainly have game nights, cards, board games, all sorts of things. It brings people together, and we can do this via Zoom, and we have ideas and would be happy to help you. Please let us know how we can help. Also have activities at the National Convention. I'll speak that at the NFB Annual Convention. I'll speak about that more in a little bit. And we offer parent leadership programming at Washington Seminar. This is for parents who you think might be good leaders, but just don't know enough about us yet. We introduce ourselves, and we have some amazing terrific federations to help us with this program. And your national rep, Gary Wunder, is one of them. He's always top of the list. We have the NOPBC.org website. It offers a ton of information, offers contact information.
Carlton, you got muted.
Golly, I love technology. Apologize for that, my friends. NOPBC.org website. We have an NOPBC Facebook group. You say, Facebook, what on earth? Well, a lot of families, even before the pandemic, reach out through Facebook. So this is a great way, if you have members who want to be on Facebook, don't do it if you don't like it. But if you do, it's a great way to connect with families in a way that is emotionally safe for them, because a lot of families don't know that they should be reaching out to blind people. They're looking at toward the professionals who may or may not have high expectations. We want to develop relationships with those families. And frankly, Facebook is a way to do it. Remember, you're the experts on blindness. We also have a blind kid listserv. If you would love to connect with families, but so not into Facebook, our listserv is part of the NFBNet listserv groups. So you're most welcome to join as well. Don't forget all that the Federation provides also. We have so many tools and resources. I'm going to go through them quickly because there's so darn many, and I want to leave room for questions. Free White Cane Program. What a great way to introduce a family to our long white cane that doesn't cost them anything, but then provide them the support to show how it serves different purposes from folding canes or other canes students may have already received. We have the American Action Fund Free Books Program, terrific program for families, free Braille books and their hard copy Braille. Yay! And this program uses a lot of popular books that are already out there. Sharebraille.org, SHAREBRAILLE.org. Whoa, it's like Barnes and Noble, I'll say, because not Amazon doesn't have stuff. It has books that you can search which books you like and ask them to be sent to you, and they will be sent to you free matter for the blind, so there's no expense. And if you have books that you want to list on ShareBraille, you can absolutely do that and just share the Braille via free matter. It's a connection. We have our Future Reflections magazine. If you are at all interested in blind children, I really encourage you to subscribe to that. It is a quarterly magazine providing resources and information on topics related to education and development of blind children from birth through college. This is the secret that I just love to share. Our International Braille and Technology Center, IBTC. It's a comprehensive technology evaluation, demonstration, and training facility located at our national headquarters in Baltimore. And we raise money and buy our own technology. So this is an objective, vendor-free advice on all aspects of access technology. Again, it will be great, great way to bring families in, educators in, but you can use it too, of course, and NFB Newsline. We have a new NOPBC membership tier, which offers some benefits. Again, who can join the NOPBC? Parents, relatives, educators, blind adults, and others interested in promoting opportunities for blind children. Our new membership tier is called TWIG membership, and we have one TWIG winner on this, at least one on this call, Gary Wunder. Alexander Pope wrote, "As the twig is bent, so is the tree inclined." These words are the inspiration behind the title of the TWIG Award, which we bestow to honor those whose work has influenced the direction in which our children grow. It's our highest award, and we do not give it every year, but Gary is a past recipient. Our new membership tier is named in honor of the TWIG. TWIG membership fee is $12, whole $12. It will take you through June 30th. It includes membership in the NOPBC, a monthly e-newsletter, The Village, early access to NOPBC resources, such as, I told you I'd come back to them, our conference recordings from National Convention. We have more than 24 recordings. They're not up yet because we are making sure that they are transcribed so that they are fully accessible to individuals who are deaf and deafblind, but they will be soon, and TWIG members will get early access several days before non-TWIG members. But our big drum roll, is free Freedom Scientific software. Now, this is only available to individuals in the U.S., But Freedom Scientific will provide each NOPPC TWIG member, whether or not you have a child, a free annual home license for JAWS, Fusion, or Zoom Text. This free license is worth between $80 and $160, depending on which software you choose. And it's exclusive to NOPPC TWIG members. You will receive a link to access that software shortly after your TWIG membership is verified. Please know that this is not a money-raising deal for NOPPC, but anyone can become a TWIG member of NOPPC, and all TWIG members in the U.S. will receive that free Freedom Scientific software. NFB also has some age-specific resources. These are really good to know about. For our birth to seven set, we have our Early Childhood Initiative, which includes a Braille Reading Pals Club, where children get one stuffed animal and then a print Braille book each year to read with that stuffed animal. And also NFB Early Explorers, a fabulous program to get canes into the hands of kids young. We have also a newsletter, The Bee, Early Literacy and Movement for Young Blind Children. Again, these are all geared toward our birth to sevens. Next, in just a couple of days, one of my favorite things will be coming. The Letters from Santa registration will open, because the NFB helps Santa send letters to young blind children across the country every year. And you can request those next month, which is not very long from now. I'm sure you have heard somewhat about NFB Bell Academy Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning. We were not, unfortunately, able to have NFB Bell Academy sites in states this year in person. And I know Delaware has hosted that program before, but we were able to provide NFB Bell Academy in-home edition to hundreds of blind children throughout the country. And NFB bought every single material that the kids would need for the program, rice, crayons, scissors, everything. So families didn't have to go out and ship them to them in a big bell box. But also in that bell box were literally hundreds of great Braille flashcards so the kids can practice their Braille year round. We also have the National Center for Blind Youth and Science, their writing contest. NFB Braille Readers Are Leaders, which is open to Braille readers of all ages, is starting very soon. There have been announcements. And of course, for our higher education students, we have the Self-Advocacy in Higher Education Toolkit and High States Testing Self-Advocacy Toolkit. I will, in case you're interested, again, we're not making money on this membership. This is really for, as a benefit to folks, because it is nice to be able to have some software at reasonable prices. It doesn't look like I can share in the chat, but I was going to share in the chat the link. But the link is on our website, nopbc.org. And I would love to have any questions, answer any questions anyone has.
It's the website NOPDC or BC?
BC. It's a National Organization of Parents of Blind Children. I know I have a heck of an accent, so thank you for asking.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next question, please.
Yes, this is Carol King Reese, and thank you so much for the informative presentation. My question is, number one, thank you for the information about signing up for the TWIG. I'm definitely planning to do that. And I was planning to do that before you even added the irresistible piece about that. So thank you for that as well. But
yes, ma'am.
If you want to start an organization in so can we start by having a conversation with you offline about the possibilities of starting or activating an organization in Delaware?
Absolutely. I would love that. Absolutely. And we will provide you all the support we can. And we have a good bit of support. We have model constitutions. We have, like I said, seminar type ideas. We've been doing the Zoom thing for a while, just like everyone has, but we do hear from families, of course, when they're Zoomed out. So we have some ideas for some holiday things, maybe even like a cookie baking meeting. It doesn't have to be information all the time. It can be a fun activity. And that's just a great way to build relationships. Would love for you to contact me. You can contact me by email at NOPBC, National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, PRES, PRES, okay. So S as in snake, @gmail.com.
Okay.
And my phone number, I'll happy to give it out. It's my cell, so you can text as well, is 717-6, yes, ma'am, 658. 9894.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Verita, do you have a question? Verita?
To piggyback off what Carol mentioned about starting a Parents of Blind Children division or committee, the dialogue has already kind of been started. So that will be picked up definitely after this convention. So rest assured that something will be starting in Delaware.
Fabulous. And just to let you know, I'm just next door in Pennsylvania. So we have a strong chapter in New Jersey. So we're going to just really beef up the Northeast. Looking forward to it.
Okay,
and of course, Maryland has a very strong group too.
Verita, your hand is raised.
Unmute yourself. Wait, did she unmute herself?
Gotcha.
I don't think she had put it down after she raised it. It's been up for a while.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Verita, lower your hand.
Huh?
Lower your hand. Lower Star your... 9 again, so your hand goes down.
Put your hand down.
Hold on. Whoops. Oh, hold on a sec.
Okay. Now, next question for Carl today. Next question.
I didn't hear her answer.
What's your question, Verita?
You said you had something international. Is that with correspondence with other countries?
I think the international is our Braille and Technology Center from NFB.
Oh, okay.
Which again, I really encourage folks to call. It has been helpful for me both as a parent and as an educator of blind students. It's nice to hear an objective review of different refreshable Braille displays, different embossers, different software, tablet or laptop, always laptop, Windows or Mac. In real life, Windows, you're going to find more. So I vote for Windows, but you can get information. And of course, I'm a sighted person, so take what I say with a grain of salt, but you're getting it from expert blind technology users. And one thing I really love is Carl Belanger in particular, because I've worked with him very much. He is so great at saying, okay, this is theoretically accessible, but it's really hard. And you have to be kind of an expert to know how to do it well. So he can really parse that out. Fabulous information.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Are there any more questions for Carlton Ann?
Yes. Is that Daryl?
Yes, it is.
Yes, go ahead, Daryl.
I guess I have a two-part question. The first part is with the $12 or so membership, mm-hmm. you say it includes a subscription to one of the free scientific softwares. Is that a one-time deal or is that continuous for every year that you're on there?
We don't know yet. This is her first year. That's a fabulous question. Also, I just want to point out our membership actually only goes through June 30th. And we're going to be, the following year will be an 18-month membership. It's kind of funky. But your Freedom Scientific software will be 12 months from the date you get it. So if you join, let's say on Sunday, you won't get it on Sunday, but we'll pretend. Right. Your Freedom Scientific software will go through the next November. The Twig membership will go through June. And we have just started this relationship with Freedom Scientific. I absolutely hope it continues. And if it does, then you would get it next year as well. Don't know yet, though. It's a brand new relationship, but that's a fabulous question.
Okay, now I would just like to make a statement to the affiliate. For those of you who are worried about getting the jaws and stuff, I think that's a good opportunity because it's a twofold help. You'll be helping with the parents of blind children, and plus you can also help yourself with at least getting used to running the jaws because you wouldn't have to pay that $100 that they would charge you without this. So just something to think about.
Absolutely. And if you do have, if maybe you're more used to screen enlargement, this is a fabulous chance to explore screen readers. That thing I mentioned, Fusion, is actually, it's a fairly new product, maybe a few years old, from Freedom Scientific. It includes both Zoom Text and Freedom Scientific, and JAWS, sorry. So it's screen enlargement and screen reader. It's usually $160 for just 1 year. But it would be 12. It's the same price. So it might be a really exciting time to explore something new. Don't have to worry about that 40-minute time limit, rebooting your computer, and actually exploring using them together. It might be kind of exciting.
Hold the audio now unmuted.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have another question for Carlton Ann?
Well.
Sylvia, thank you so much, Carlton Ann. Thank you.
Thank you all. This has been fabulous.
Thank you. You have been wonderful as usual. I have dealt
you're very kind.
On Bell conferences many a time. Now, folks, we don't have long enough time for a Fitbit break, but I want everyone to get up and stretch. Just do a full...